Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Eric Johnson. Growth Energy's 10th Annual Leadership Conference kicked off yesterday. Growth Energy CEO Emily Scores says the conference is taking place in sunny California and brings a welcome break from the frigid cold of the winter. Scores talks about what her message will be to industry members in attendance.
Our industry surfs in turbulent political seas with high risks and high rewards. And this last year, we didn't just catch a great wave, we made our own wave. If you look back at the start of 2018, our opposition was mobilizing to gut the renewable fuel standard. But we turned the tide on our opposition. And when the president made a swing through Iowa in late October, sporting his green Make Our Farmers Great Again hat, he vowed to finally end regulatory barriers limiting sales of E15 each summer. By our estimates, year-round sales of E15 will add an additional 1.3 billion gallons of annual ethanol demand in the short term. It's a game changer for biofuel producers and rural families that have been hit hardest by the farm crisis.
Scores says it's important for the industry to maintain that momentum and make sure ethanol is a key pillar of American energy strategies, regardless of who wins the 2020 presidential and congressional elections. Scores says the future of America's ethanol mix is high octane and low carbon.
We're making progress with E15 in states like California, where we're working to maximize opportunities for ethanol under the low carbon fuel standard. We've made progress in that area, and I look forward to more progress in the near term. At the federal level, we're also forging ahead on what could be the single most important rulemaking since the RFS was signed into law. The EPA is conducting a reset, which means that the next annual rule will not only encompass 2020 blending targets, it will also set new goalposts for the RFS through 2022.
The goal through this process is to help keep renewable fuel standards moving forward. That means the EPA agency must stop the small refinery exemptions that have cut 2.25 billion gallons of demand. Scores says the ethanol industry is looking at expanding opportunities in overseas markets.
Nowhere holds more promise for dramatic growth than overseas. In fact, I recently returned just a few weeks ago from a week in China promoting U.S. ethanol exports and having wonderful conversations with our industry colleagues in Beijing. Our top six international markets alone, China, Brazil, Mexico, India, Japan, and Canada, represent one-third of global fuel consumption. If all of these six markets became E10, that's a combined potential of 12.6 billion gallons of new ethanol demand. So a lot of bright opportunity for us on the horizon with respect to global markets.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your time with us. Hopefully things warm up throughout the weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.